Giving the guests on your event an unforgettable experience is the goal of many event and festival organizers. But how do you make sure that that experience is also integrated in your social media approach? Hi Dimitri, welcome in our studio. Today's topic is the coherence of your market approach offline, online, and so on. How do you get the same experience? If we talk, for example, about Tomorrowland, that's a totally an experience to be there. How do you get the same feeling online on social media?
Well, what you would like to achieve when you're a festival like Tomorrowland is, of course, understanding what is trending, what is hot about the festival. Mm-hmm. And at that point, social media has a lot of data. The words big data come up naturally in that point. And with collecting everything that is being told about you, about mm-hmm. Tomorrowland can understand what is being hot in that area. And at that point, they can build their marketing campaigns on that. Mm-hmm. Or even go into a direct communication with their consumers.
So learn and engage at the same time.
Yes, exactly. You can do it at the same time because when you're speaking with one consumer on social media, you can know what the history was of that person and so on. But if you collect all the data together, there is tooling available nowadays which collects all that data and gives it to you in chunks that you can easily understand. What is trending about my brand now or the past month? Who is the? What are the demographics of the people speaking about me? Are they mainly male, female? In what age category are they? And so on. Those are things that you can understand. And all of those help in building a better customer experience for any brand.
But it's not only people asking your questions and so on, but sometimes it's just people talking about your event, sharing some pictures they took and so on. How do you handle those? Do you do something with it or just leave them aside?
What brands can do, and we think that's a pretty good idea, is that we often see that community managers of brands that they can have a writer's block. At a certain moment, they can lack inspiration, and at that point, if you have consumers, real advocates or ambassadors of your brands, tweeting photos about you, posting videos on blogs, and so on, you can reuse that material and really tweet it yourself. The thing is that the material you have really connects to your brand because it has been spread by your ambassadors of your brand. And at the same time, your ambassadors will be very happy because it would be stupid of just taking the material and not putting any reference to them.
Yeah.
So it works in both ways. You make your very happy customers even happier. And at the same time, you are really digging into the customer experience because what they are speaking about is what determines your brand.
And how important is it to put a face on the person behind Facebook? Because what you see is a lot of big brands, they have a human name for their Facebook or Twitter account.
I think it's because, and in fact, this is a transition period right now. We have indeed seen that the pioneering companies who were active on social media as the first ones, is that they put a human face on there. For the simple reason that this new channel of customer service, in fact, and of customer engagement, as it's nowadays also called, people were not used to it. And if they felt like they were speaking to a real person instead of a complete team working behind the screens, that that worked a lot better. What we see nowadays is that those companies are leaving that path. Because what they are seeing is that if they simply put in their Twitter bio, for instance, we will answer any of your questions from 6 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m.
And yes, the team doesn't work that long.
No, exactly. And the team consists of 10 people. Charlotte, you have Johan, and so on, at your service. Well, then people already know that it works this way.
Another way of working is, of course, working with the initials of every person answering mail tweets. You see that a lot of times.
Yes. And that is, in fact, the best practice, because then people they really understand. Okay, I'm speaking with a team here on the other side, but look at this. It's always the same person that is answering my questions. He knows my situation and he understands it.
Yeah.
For example, in our tool, those are things that an engager. That you can make sure that the same questions of the same consumer are always directed at the same agent, if that agent is available.
Yeah.
To make sure that the conversation is as personal as possible.
Okay. Dimitri, thank you very much for coming over.
You're very welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.